If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
They are the blind, lame, diseased, dead in their sins as any Lazarus, adulterated, ill repute, greedy rich, and beggarly poor like Bartimaeus. They are all the children hurting, abused, orphaned, and abandoned.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. My friends, what a glorious scene. This was no mere entourage. Jesus had had many, many following him throughout his ministry. Thousands sat and listened to him teach and preach. Thousands ate his miraculous lunches. But these thousands had left, even abandoned him when his words got tough. He asked his closest disciples, "Will you also leave?" To which they responded, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." But now, Jesus is not just coming into Jerusalem like he had many times before. He had already told his disciples, the 12, that this time was different. He started at Caesarea Philippi, at the very gates of hell. Yes, there's a place called the gates of hell, right up there near Caesarea Philippi, and repeatedly told them, "We are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man is going to be betrayed and killed. 3 days later, he will rise." So this time, this day, the day he enters Jerusalem is different. He starts 20 miles away days before in Jericho, making his way through the desert till the climb starts toward the pinnacle of Mount Olivet, or the Mount of Olives. He gathers more and more followers, healing and saving as he goes. He is even headed through the home of his most famous healing, the resurrection of Lazarus. And then he purposefully acquires the foal of a donkey to fulfill the prophecy that many would know who were following him, out of Zechariah, "See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So we are going to talk about this powerful event, the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. That's going to happen today on Wings of the Morning, but right now, listen to Big Daddy Weave sing his own Hosanna, "Save My Life."
Deep inside, down in the darkest part of my heart, where what I'm ashamed of tries to hide and tell me that things are fine just the way they are. I'm so afraid of anyone finding out about these chains. I'm starting to believe there's no way the pieces of me ever gonna change. Given you, because I never knew there was just outside. So I can't stand living with these lies. Oh, how I need you, see. Here's my broken heart, I lift it up. It's empty now, the foolish bride. I no longer try to hide. Please hear my desperate plea. Come in.
It is glorious as we think about the garments and palm branches being strewn in his path, and then the branches probably as large as a small child being waved as shouts go up, Hosanna, literally Hosanna, save us. Rocks get ready to shout, but are silenced by these boisterous crowds. But who are these people? And were these the same ones who a few days later would shout something very different? While some have lumped them all together, I really don't believe so. But who were they? Yes, we know it was the 12, including that rascal, Judas Iscariot. But back there at Jericho, where Jesus started this last portion of his journey, there was Zacchaeus. Perhaps Zacchaeus was walking along, having experienced the joy of salvation. He was crying, Hosanna, save us. Perhaps there was the formerly blind Bartimaeus and his formerly blind buddy who could not stop rejoicing and enjoying the greatest sight of all, their Savior, who had healed and redeemed them, given them their sight. Matthew 20:31 tells us they followed him. I imagine they were following him now. They had called to him, Lord, Son of David. And now they joined the throng saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. How many others had been blind, deaf, dumb, shriveled, lame, leprous, possessed, epileptic, bleeding, diseased, who now were clean, whole, healed, and blessed? How many of them were there? John tells us that this crowd was multiplied by those who had come to the feast of the Passover from all over Israel and beyond. How many of those had previously been taught by Jesus up in Galilee, in the Decapolis, or all over the place? As he so often instructed, they were to come and show themselves to give testimony to their healing to the priests. Maybe that's why they were there, to worship the God who healed them. So they came out to greet the one who had changed them. Then others came to him in the temple after he cleared of robber priests. Those blind and lepers, all those deaf and dumb, they came to the temple to be healed. John also tells us this crowd was populated by the crowd that saw him raise Lazarus from the dead. In fact, I am kind of imagine having stopped at Lazarus's and Mary's and Martha's home on the way days prior, anointed by Mary there. Lazarus, Mary, and Martha were probably there shouting till their lungs were almost collapsing. Mary was probably joined by many other women who had been called wasteful, like she was, wanton, even wicked, maybe like the Samaritan woman at the well. No more accusers were around them. Jesus was here. And then Matthew shares that the children, yes, the children were shouting in the temple when he was healing those blind and lepers. They were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." He replied to the indignant chief priests and law teachers. He said, "From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. Haven't you heard that?" Neither his disciples like before, nor these legalistic fools could turn the children away or tone them down. The children followed all the way into the temple. Crowds inside and outside Jerusalem coming for the ultimate Passover, when the Passover lamb would be slain. Ignorant of the final purpose of this, his journey into Jerusalem, but perhaps so aware, like they said, of the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee who made all the difference in their lives. Some had talked about the ignorant people of the land, the Ha'aretz, folks that neither Sadducee nor Pharisee nor scribe or Essenes cared for. They were the people who came to listen to John the Baptist in the desert beyond the Jordan and to Jesus in Galilee and in Decapolis all around. Perhaps when Jesus told his disciples, "Go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world," especially when he was talking about Judea, maybe he was thinking about these undesirables who came into Jerusalem once or twice a year, who falsely worshiped the other times of the year, the fertility gods, but were so hungry for the word of repentance and salvation that they came to him in droves. So who were these who laid down their cloaks, waved the palms, and shouted, "Save us," at their king? They were the blind, the lame, the diseased, the dead in their sins, as any Lazarus, adulterated, ill repute, greedy rich, and beggarly poor, like Bartimaeus. They are all the children. The children, hurting, abused, orphaned, and abandoned through no fault of their own, yet needing the Savior to, "Hosanna, save us." So how about you? Are you hurting? Are you ready to cry to Jesus, "Save me"? How about doing it right now? Why don't you pray with me on this day? "Dear Jesus, I was having a hard time admitting it." Yes, pray that. "But I'm just like those hurting sinners. I need you to save me now." In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You call me at 877-306-HOME. 877-306-HOME. Or you can reach me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. Either way, I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.